What are some of the countries that were in World War II?
England.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And Germany.
Mm-hmm.
My son was in Germany. 31 months under General Patton, and all them big bulges he made over there. And there was kind of stress on him.
Mm-hmm.
And actually there was Germany, Russia, and England.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I believe I can remember at the present time.
Which country was de Gaulle from? Do you remember hearing about him? What about the country that Paris is in?
What?
Paris.
Paris?
Uh-huh.
I never heard of one Paris in the day.
No, Paris.
Oh. Paris?
Uh-huh. What country do French people come from?
France.
Uh-huh. What about the country that Irish people come from?
Ireland.
And say, say, yesterday I what him a letter.
Yesterday I do what, write him a letter?
Yesterday I
wrote him a letter.
Uh-huh. And tomorrow I'll
write him another.
And you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you
put his address on it.
Okay. You say you what the envelope. You
I wrote his address on the envelope.
Uh-huh.
And put my return address in the left hand corner.
Did
in the postage stamp corner.
You say you address the envelope or backed it or
well, either one addressed or back to either one you want to call it.
People used to say back?
Yeah. They said, this is what I've always heard them say.
Do you ever hear back?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And you had a suitcase, say, or say if you had a sack of groceries and you didn't have your car, you'd say, I picked up the groceries and I
put them on my back and carry them home.
Uh-huh. Anything else you'd say besides carry?
Tote.
Uh-huh. Does tote mean the same thing as carry?
Same thing as carry.
And you tell a child, now, that stove is hot, so
do not touch.
Okay. And you'd say if we were planning to meet in town, you might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait until you come.
Well, I'll wait.
And if you get there first, you wait like on.
Uh-huh. I'll wait. What you? I'll wait.
Well, sir, well, I'll wait at a certain place.
Uh-huh. Would you say you'll wait on me or wait for me or?
I'll wait on you or wait for you, either one.
Mm-hmm.
It would both mean the same thing.
Which would you probably say?
Wait on you.
Mm-hmm. And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. I won't do it again if you just give me one more.
Yeah, but I never have had this funny, bad little punishment due to my children. But when I was coming up, my dad let me off one time. I went, oh boy, you get me again.
Well, what would the child say? He'd say, don't punish me, just give me another
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and always sees the funny side in things, you say he's got a good sense of
humor.